It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone. And it is a Tuesday once again. So we're back. You know, right, at least after that horrific traffic last night. I've heard from a lot of people that it was horrible. There were floods along EDSA and also C5. So especially northbound, I heard, was really, really, really bad. I hope we don't have another one of those tonight with the sudden rains. And apparently the floods are really bad. So life goes on and we are back on air. And all right, it is time for the first news bit for today. And I guess the big news yesterday, at least in the U.S., in celebrity news in the U.S., is the divorce of Miley Cyrus's parents, country star Billy Ray Cyrus and his wife. Now, here's an update. Miley Cyrus has dispelled rumors of a rift between herself and dad Billy Ray Cyrus by reaching out to him Father's Day. Now, the pop singer appeared to slam Billy Ray in a tweet earlier this week, shortly after her mother, Tish, filed papers to end her 19-year marriage to the country star, citing irreconcilable differences. In a post on Twitter, Miley wrote to her father, "Billy Ray Cyrus, since your text and email are obviously aren't working, would you like to talk like this?" The achy breaky heart hitmaker did not respond, and Miley proceeded to share a photo of herself with her mother and younger sister Noah, along with a caption, "The baddest bitches in the world." However, Miley put aside any drama on Sunday, and that's Sunday in the U.S., of course, that's Father's Day, and sent her love to Billy Ray, writing, "Happy Daddy Day, Billy Ray Cyrus." Billy Ray previously kicked off divorce proceedings in 2010, but the couple, parents to five children, including Miley and Noah, quickly reconciled, and he later dropped the request. But of course, as we know by now, they did push through with it, and they are getting divorced finally. So things are not looking so well in the Cyrus household. And but at least, you know, I guess she's trying to dispel the rumors that that they're fighting, father and daughter. All right, so there you go. That's the first news bit for today. That is, what is it? It's June 18. All right, and we might as well announce our top 10 for today. Today, we are thanking, it's in my notes, I will announce it later, the top 10 sexy versions of movies. Okay, the people who suggested this sent in some examples. Babangon ako at igagrinder kita. You can include both, both like foreign movies and local movies. And another one was The Fast and the Bi-Curious. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm pretty sure you have an idea of what we're looking for. So if you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies. Start sending them in. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Did you say good morning already?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was waiting.
Okay.
For the opportune moment to do so.
Yes. As you snuck in, as usual.
All right. So, hey, good morning. Man, yesterday was crazy.
That's what everyone was telling me.
You know, if you backread on the tweets of last night.
Yeah.
Or even on Facebook, people were just posting like photos of them being stuck on EDSA for like 4 hours. Some for yeah. five. And like literally it wasn't moving.
Somebody I know.
Yeah,
was
I know.
Stuck for like 5 hours.
Samay ayala tanel.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just airport to house. Yeah. From airport to bahay niya.
Alam mo yung
5 hours.
Alam mo yung nakita kita naglalakad ka papuntang sementeryo.
Oo.
Tapos naghukay ka ng sarili mong grave. Yun yung imagery na nakita ko sa ulo ko.
Hindi, seriously, as in,
no, but yeah,
how could that be? 5 hours, that's airport insane. To Quezon City.
Insane.
Hindi raw talaga gumagalaw, as in...
And it's weird because usually EDSA, or even C... Well, I know kasi C5 is a little bit more notorious for like not... You know, traffic not moving at all, like when it's really bad. But EDSA, no matter how slow it is, will always move.
It moves. Kasi I think the Aguinaldo area and the Cubao under... No. I think Aguinaldo area...
Was flooded.
So, pero when you look at the MMDA app...
Right after...
It only stops at Mega Mall.
Yeah.
And then from Mega Mall, it's light.
It's light.
And then a couple of more blocks before it says where the flood is. Yeah. Turns out, because it's been flooded, people like abandoned those roads already.
Oh.
So lahat na sa Mega Mall, everyone's trying to...
Detour.
Go to...
Somewhere there,
Ortigas.
Oh.
Or turn left into Green Hills. Kasi nga... Anything beyond the flyover along Mega Mall
was already flooded.
You don't want to go past that because alam mo na nga na it's flooded there. So it was really bad.
I would think though that, you know, some brave soul would still go through like...
Hindi raw talaga eh. Kasi I think earlier on, it got really flooded. So parang alam na nung tao na it wasn't really... Kasi it's so weird.
Unless you have like a pickup or something.
The rains happened talaga. Rush hour.
Yeah.
Mga 5,
it
6.
It really like... Well, you know how like in... I think it's Singapore, ba? Yeah, Singapore. Na parang every 4 p.m. it would always rain for an hour,
to
5, and then it'll. Na parang whenever you would ask, like let's say, because you know usually when you go there, you go to Universal or Sentosa or whatever.
Yeah.
They would always tell you na parang bring an umbrella. It'll rain
for sure.
4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
For sure.
And it's so accurate. Like it's literally just for an hour, and then it's
so
gone.
So weird. Hindi, pero ito naman it's because of Emong.
That's the tropical depression.
Oh, hello to Jego. Good morning, Jego. He's on his way to school.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. First year high school, CSA. Hello to all the CSA kids out there listening.
Hello.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. The top 10, courtesy of Shifter Jeremy and I Am Kiko Rabe. They both sent in the top 10 sexy versions of movies.
Okay.
So let's start off with Camilo. Harry Potter.
Ay. Because, marami siya pag-aari.
Pag-aari. Mayaman siya.
He's a very...
Sobrang yaman.
He's very materialistic pa.
Exactly.
So marami siyang pag-aari.
Pwede.
Si Harry talaga.
And also, si Coengtor says, Adult Toy Story. Remember, there's Woody and Buzz.
You're right!
Mga laruan.
Obviously, this is about, you know, the toys getting older.
Yeah.
Kasi, di ba, Toy Story 3 was about Andy getting older. So now, it's the toy's turn.
Adult na sila. Si Woody tsaka si Buzz.
Even if they're made out of plastic, you know, they got
wood,
older.
Kasi Woody.
Oh, wood is Woody. So medyo naging antique siya.
Naging antique finish. And, pero when you think about
no?
Di ba? Adult Toy Story. And also, Cinco Wengtor says, the recent Disney, or is it Pixar, movie, Brave.
Yeah, that's Disney-Pixar.
Disney-Pixar. So Brave.
Didn't Disney buy Pixar already?
Yes, yeah. It's a parang branch. And then, ang subtitle ng Brave, walang protection. Ay, nako, brave talaga yan.
Oo, kasi wala siyang armor eh. I mean, she goes in, Merida goes into battle.
Is that her name?
That's the name of the character.
Merida.
Because she's Scottish or Irish or something like that.
Uh-oh.
So she goes into battle. She's pretty dandy with a bow and an arrow.
Uh-oh.
So she goes into battle without armor. So without protection.
Oh, brave yun.
That's really brave.
Just her...
Delix.
Her shock of red hair.
Uh-huh.
Diba? And also, Camila says, "Sayo ang tondo, akin ang gym." Mm.
Alam na natin.
Pero are you familiar with the original?
Sayo ang tondo, akin ang
Cavite.
Cavite. Yeah. It's an action film. Yeah.
Yes.
Old school action film.
Ano siya? Fernando Po. Fernando Po and Ramon Revilla.
Oh, okay.
Kasi parang yeah. Obviously, Revilla is Cavite. Because even in real life, they're really...
He really is from Cavite.
Cavite, you know. And also...
And they're both known for mga siga.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Pati Batangas, actually.
Batangas. For girls naman, ano, the Warais. Matapang ang mga Warais.
Kilala ko si Buwan. I know for a fact that they're Palaban.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Well, Warai is also... Where's Warai? Taga saan naman
well,
Warai?
Well, what is the root word of Warai? War.
War. Hindi. Taga saan sila? Ang mga Warai. Diba, like Cebuano.
You should never ask me these questions.
No, I would think. That's your, ano, baluarte.
No, it's not. I just know Cebu, Iloilo, and Manila.
And Manila.
Warai is, what ba? Panay? Leyte? I there. James Harold says, usually it's Leyte.
Ah, Leyte. Uh-uh. I would think people from Leyte would be called the Leyte comers. Cebu, Cebuano. Leyte, Leyte comers. Better Leyte than never.
Oh, no. Better diba? Leyte than never.
I would think so. And also, we also have Camila's Men I Steal.
Men I steal?
Mga lalaking ninanakaw ko.
Ah, okay.
I steal as in S-T-E-A-L.
Ako naman, parang naisip ko, men I steal. They are steal. Tagalog.
I steal. A-Y.
I steal.
Ay, sus. Uh-oh. And also, let's see here.
Ah, there. My mom goes Samar and Northern Leyte. So
oh, there you go.
Partially correct.
So it's the Samar Leyte... thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
is there a ito na naman tayo. Is there like a common like tawag for that part? Like kunyari, di ba, Panay is actually not a province.
It's, yeah, it's
Panay
a group
island
of islands.
That has like Aklan, Antique, etc., etc. So is there like a same thing with the Bicol region? There's no Bicol. It's just ano,
it's just Ilocos,
Ilocos
and a bunch
et cetera,
of other places.
Diba? Ano Ilocos? Nasa wait. North yun eh. Bicol.
Diba?
Yun yung mga Sorsogon.
Oh, wait, no. Sorsogon.
Legazpi. Yun, that area.
Ilocos is vegan.
Vegan, Lawag. Nasa
there.
North yun. Nasa North. God, we are so bad.
I know. No, I would expect you to be good with this.
No, there. But I'm just saying that...
My parents are really good with it and that was your time.
Oh, shush. No, I used to be good at it. I used to memorize pa the capitals of each province.
And then what happened?
Kasi,
you lost your memory as you grew older.
No, no, man. But we were like, in high school when we had that test. They gave us ang test paper namin was a huge map. Badass like map of the Philippines.
Only you would call it a badass map.
Kasi it was so cool.
For our test, you know, they gave us huge.
It was so cool.
Map.
Tapos naka-divide lahat ng provinces.
Oh.
Tapos you're supposed to put the name of the province and the capital.
So the province is the region.
Basically. No, region is iba pa. Region is, di ba? Like,
so confusing.
Kunyari, region 1 would have like ganito, like 4 provinces. Region 2 would have 8. Region 3 would have, parang
it's
ganon.
So confusing.
Regions are just numbers.
Yeah, because it's region 1 to like what? Was it 14? 15?
Something.
Something like that. Okay. Tapos, the James Charles said Cam Sur, Cam Norte, Albay, and Sorsogon. I'm guessing that's
Bicol region.
That's Bicol region. Naga. Naga is what?
Naga
Boy
is
saying Naga.
Naga is also part of it. But that's all Bicol. There's no Bicol like province.
Because when you
Bicol
say Naga,
region.
For me, it's a totally different thing. There's a Naga siren in Dota. It's a game.
Ako rin. Sa Tiny Monsters. There's a Naga monster.
Oh, there. Baka naman talaga there's
the
something.
Ano,
no?
There's
are they parang no, sea creatures?
It's a yeah.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
There.
There's really a Naga monster.
Na-excite.
Diba? And also, Coco Hernandez says, I like this one. Hmm. The devil wears nada.
Wala siyang suot.
Uod says, Expendables balls. And
kasi pwede mong itapon eh.
Pwede.
Oh.
Pwede. Sig Coengtor says, bitch perfect.
Ayun.
Tayo yun.
Didn't we do that?
Yeah, tayo yun. Also, let's see here. Oh, sige nga. The entry that caps off the bottom half. We're making little hand signals off air. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 sexy versions of movies comes from... ang dami kasi hindi pwede. Funny, pero
well,
hindi pwede.
Well,
check out na lang the hashtag, promise.
This is when the hashtag comes in really handy because there are... I mean, obviously, since we are asking for sexy versions of the movie...
we can only pick the, you know, the arable ones.
Yes.
But if you want to check out the whole shebang.
Ito grabe, si Mash Plutonium, grabe. Ay nako. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 sexy versions of movies comes from, let's see here. Okay, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
Ilad Villanueva says,
are you familiar with the slasher movie I Spit on Your Grave?
No.
Huh? Serious?
No. I'm not a big fan of slasher movies.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's called I Spit on Your Grave. This is a girl who was raped.
Okay.
Tapos, it's the classic. And then she gets back at them. She kills them one by one.
Yeah. It's she's like, I know.
Hunts them
part
down.
The ring.
One by one.
You know, that's the story of
yeah,
the ring.
Right. Yeah, right.
She got raped first and then she got thrown into the well.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But she's dead now, obviously. But this one,
as in,
like right after, she just parang, as in, hindi na siya kilala ng rapists. Like when she got back, kundi parang she let some time pass naman. Pero,
so she was really left alive?
She was really left alive. It's not a horror movie. Tapos, what she did was parang she went back, got back to her life, kuyan planned her revenge very carefully.
Very Count of Monte Cristo.
Tapos, one by one, hindi lahat-lahat. Tsaka not fast, lahat talagang...
Slow death.
Oo, yung brutal, gruesome death.
Okay.
Pero yung version ni Ilad Villanueva, it's not violent at all. I spit on your...
On your what?
Insert na lang whatever you want there. Whatever.
Face?
Pwede, pwede. Diba? Parang,
kasi parang, I'm so mad at you.
Get out of there.
Right.
Get out of here.
Or I spit on your hands.
Ang weird naman nun.
Hindi, no, naman you know how like, ano, parang baseball players, I think, they do that.
Ah, yeah.
They spit on their hands.
Para wag
para hindi
yung
dumulas
bat.
Yung bat. Yeah.
So mean, when you're holding onto something,
just so you,
it's better to
just
spit
so
on your
hand
just so
the bat
first.
Isn't slippery. When you're holding onto something.
But wouldn't it be slippery with spit?
I think it's because it's wood. Because the bat is made out of wood, so I don't know, maybe the wood absorbs it.
Really?
So
I would think if you put lawa,
I think it's safe to say that when you spit on your hands and you're holding on to wood, it's fine. It creates more friction.
I bet.
I think that's the...
Ganun pala yun, ha?
Yeah.
So next time, mag-baseball tayo.
Spit on your hands first, then hold on to the wood, then bat.
Try natin, ha? Experiment lang, ha?
Swing it out of the park.
Swing it out of the park. So throw the ball and then swing it out of the park.
Right.
Alright, so that, maganda pag may audience. Pag mag-baseball tayo.
Oh,
I want
sure.
an audience. I can't perform kung walang audience.
Tapos, di ba, parang I'll get the first base, and then second base, and then third base, as
home run.
Oh, di ba? Man, I love baseball.
I love baseball too.
Baseball is so much diba? Fun.
Did you ever play softball? It's easier, eh. Kasi
hard
the ball
ball lang.
Kasi softball, the ball is bigger, eh, di ba?
Yeah. So I don't know, no. I actually really did like used to play baseball when I was
I remember nung bata kami, the baseball version namin was, the ball was put on the parang, there's a tube.
Yeah.
It's there, so that there's no pitcher, you just
swing it out of the
swing
park.
Swing it out and then, kasi bata pa kayo. Eh,
so para siya naging shato.
Oh, parang ganun.
Oo.
Diba? I miss those days. The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Key and RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions with an S of movies with an S.
All right, so that's the hashtag that you have to check for you guys
you
to
wanna,
see.
Yeah.
You know, the whole unedited.
The censored
movies. Yeah, the censored movies and all. Hey, quick, what's up to Linus?
Hello, Linus.
Up and about really early.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time. It is now time for the top 10.
The sexy time is now 7:15.
Yes, it is. The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Let's start off with Stealth Hiroshi. The Lion, the Witch, in the Wardrobe.
Ooh, what are they doing in that wardrobe?
Nagkulong sa wardrobe.
Parang yun, 7 minutes of heaven, Ben. You know that game?
I love that. Right.
Seventh Heaven, yeah.
No. It is a game, but there's also kasi like a what do you call that?
Oh, what?
Like webisodes. There's this guy.
Oh, really?
There's this guy na parang Well, he's a gay guy.
Okay.
And then he interviews celebrities in the closet. Kasi it's a little, it's a play on being in the closet. As in literally, nasa loob sila ng wardrobe with the hangers and the shirts.
Is it at least a big wardrobe?
Yeah. Tapos ini-interview lang niya yung ano. Tapos supposedly, di ba yung 7 minutes in heaven? The actual game.
Is parang you get to do whatever. Yeah.
Parang if you want to make out, if you want to kiss.
Or more.
Mm. You can do it kasi you'll have 7 minutes
naman. Yeah.
So he always tries to like, okay, of course this is, you know, 7 minutes in heaven, so you have to kiss me. Tapos nakakatawa yung the celebs, the male celebs.
Yeah.
They find very creative ways to avoid,
having to kiss.
Nakakatawa siya. Check it out. It's they have episodes. They've had
what a concept though.
Very kakatawa siya. Mm. You've had one of the Francos.
James Franco?
Or Dave. One of the younger brother. Oh, tapos you also had Paul Rudd.
Oh, wow. Also,
yeah, as in like...
I'm sure Paul Rudd kissed him.
He pretended to kiss him.
Okay. Because he's very gay-friendly.
Very gay-friendly.
Very gay-friendly.
I thought he was actually going to kiss him, but he didn't. Parang ano lang. Parang yung... Parang akala mo lang.
Akala mo lang. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from... ito, this is cute. From 4 Rennie Boy. The Life of Bi. Not Pi.
Almost as interesting as The Life of Pi.
Stealthy Roshi and Cinco Wengtor.
Slightly more confusing.
A little bit. From Stealthy Roshi and Cinco Wengtor. The Incredible Hunk. Mm. Pag ginalit mo, lumalaki. Mm, just like The Incredible Hulk. Pero guaping pa rin. Diba? Kasi si Hulk medyo...
Si Hulk pumapangit eh.
Pumapangit siya eh.
Tapos maugat. What, have you seen the Hulk?
Uh-oh.
His veins are literally popping out. So like, if you're saying that the Incredible Hulk is like the Incredible Hulk, ganun din siya.
Tsaka di ba nagkaroon ng Purple Hulk?
Yeah.
Pag sinakal mo, nagiging purple.
And actually, merong Gray Hulk.
Gray Hulk din.
Gray Hulk.
Meron it's weird, no? They do
blue
that.
Hulk.
Walang Blue Hulk. Merong Gray Hulk, merong Purple Hulk.
Red Hulk. There's a red one.
Really? Eh, di kamukha niya si ano? Hellboy.
A little bit, yeah.
Wala lang sungay. Walang stumps.
So, with the Incredible Hulk, he still remains the same. He just gets bigger.
Guwapo pa rin siya. Lalaki lang siya. Nagagalitin mo muna. Sasabihin mo, pangit. Magagalit siya. Hindi, guwapo siya eh. Lalaki lang siya.
Yeah, come here.
Come here.
Siyempre, upakan niya yung guy.
Or ganun, ha?
Whoever.
Kiko Monster says, of course, you know Hannibal.
Yeah.
The movie about Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter, yeah.
Wait, this is the prequel.
The prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Right? Kasi parang it's his story, di ba? Why he became Hannibal.
Why he became Hannibal Lecter.
So, Hannibal. Pero, may konting ano lang. Imbis na Hannibal, Hannibals.
Hannibals.
Hannibals. Hannibals.
Kasi parang Kerry Bells, diba?
Kerry Bells, Hannibals. Camilo says, top and bottom gun.
Kasi diba top gun is about, you know, great pilots.
Exactly.
Great pilots in the U.S. Navy.
Oh.
Now, syempre, bottom gun naman, there are the non-exceptional pilots.
Ay, yung parang hindi sila medyo magaling.
Wale yung career nila.
Wale yung pagpipiloto nila, di ba? So, bottom gun sila.
Ayun, pero hindi naman sa preference nila.
Hindi naman.
Kakataon
lang. Wala. At saka yung, di ba, did you see that there's this TV show now? History ba? Or Discovery? Top Guns. Yung like about
like
shooting.
Aparel,
tapos the host is Colby of Survivor the second one.
I never watched Survivor kasi.
Yeah,
I never did. Not even.
Well, he's one of the most like parang siyang Superman, as in super guwaping.
Oh.
Tapos very honorable.
Yeah.
As in, 'di ba, everyone would be like nung tatlo na lang sila.
Yeah, everybody would be out.
You'd always want to bring kunyari, if you had
the other one down, yeah.
You'd bring the one that nobody would vote for. So you try to vote out the good people
just so nobody votes for
so
him.
So that pag dalawa na lang kayo, they'll vote for you kasi you're with a douchebag.
Yeah.
Siya, given that he had the choice, who would you kick out? This really nice housewife that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Or the douchebag chef. And he kicked out the douchebag chef. And they were like, what? You practically gave away the $1 million.
Yeah.
And he did. Because everybody voted for the nice housewife.
For the nice housewife.
Pero he was like a hero. Yung parang,
right.
Wow.
The real American hero.
Oh, yeah. Tapos yung gwaping pa siya. Kamukha niya si Superman. So parang, everyone plays it so like, Nakakainis. Puro evil sila dun eh, diba, sa Survivor.
Because it's really just survival of the fittest.
It's parang, nobody cares. Everybody will lie, will steal.
Yeah, just to
win the money. Pero siya parang, no, it's about the honor.
Yeah, the principle and whatever.
Okay. Well, anyway, siya, he's back and he's now hosting that Top Guns.
I wonder how much he's getting for that. Well, I wonder if he's getting...
I'm sure not as much as $1 million.
But who knows? Maybe
it's one
in the
of those,
long run.
I know, it's one of those like small TV
but
shows.
But naman, it's more... Hey, who knows? Maybe he's doing other things on the side.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Pero he was one of my favorites talaga. Kasi parang he was so... Parang
upstanding.
Lahat kasi parang evil people.
And it's nice.
Siya lang yung hero talaga.
You know how it's a lot like a movie na parang when everyone is just bad... There's just this one beacon of goodness.
Yeah, alam mo yun, yung parang, you have the feeling na parang not everything's bad in the world.
Tapos pogi pa siya.
Well, that didn't
kasi feeling ko kuswangit siya, parang, whatever. Ang tanga-tanga mo. Ang tanga-tanga mo. Pero dahil pogi siya, oh, he's so noble. He's so heroic.
Kung swangit, bobo.
Kung swangit, ang tanga mo.
Engot. And the top sexy versions of movies comes from Shifter Jeremy.
Shifter Jeremy says,
ako, ano to eh, sexy spy. James Bond. Hindi, parang ano siya eh, mabuto eh. He's boned. Parang bony.
Inisip ko kasi parang Russian accent eh. Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond.
Diba? Parang Mr. Bond.
Diba? Parang Mighty Bond. Hindi.
Parang kung ano.
Hindi, you know why? Hindi, ito yung totoo.
Big Bond. No, Big Bond.
Ay, naku.
What? So certain people are Big Bond?
Yes, they are. Oh. Pero this entry talks about, ano siya eh, chef.
Mm.
Sa seafood restaurant, nagdi-debone siya ng... mga bangus,
nilabia.
Also, James Bond, the fish. Diba? Nagdi-debone siya eh. Pero ang galing ng mga deboner. Have you seen anyone debone a fish?
No.
Yung mga waiters sa Chinese restaurant.
Ah, yeah.
So they'll bring out the lapu-lapu. Tapos just with that, parang that big spoon and fork.
They'll do it in front of you.
They'll just go, prut, prut, prut.
But it's not
tapos
everything
wala
though.
Ng, ano, and then, parang most of it
most
is
of
gone.
It is gone, yeah.
They just get the middle one.
Yeah.
But it works for mga like lapu-lapu.
Yeah.
Kasi if it's the matinik fish, hello.
Mga galunggong di ata kaya.
Parang magmumukhang porcupine yung tonsils mo sa, with all the spikes. I hate that pa naman. Tsaka di ba pag natinik ka, you have to swallow a banana whole.
Okay.
It's true!
Aren't you pretty used to that by now?
No! It's true.
Because you eat bananas all the time and you eat it so fast. So para I
no,
would
pero
figure...
I chew it pa rin. Pero ito, dapat talaga. You're
or kanin. Pwede naman kasing kanin eh.
Mas effective daw yung banana.
Talaga? Sino nasabi?
Sabi nila.
Talaga?
Sabi nila. Dapat daw yung buong
have
banana.
Have you ever actually tried swallowing a whole banana?
No. I will choke.
Ay. Disappointing. What a letdown.
I can't believe you said that.
No, because it's disappointing. Because I mean, obviously, kung natinik ka, kawawa ka. I will have to like bring you to the hospital and whatever. Nakaka-disappoint eh. And I thought
diba?
You were skilled. Diba? Oo
nga. Ang hirap nun kasi hassle. Diba? Hindi natin matatapos yung show.
Exactly.
Kailangan mo i-rush
kunwari,
sa hospital.
Kung kumakain ka ng isda ngayon, tapos natinik ka, I'd have to bring you to the hospital.
Tama.
A lot of people would be disappointed.
Right.
Therefore,
kaya disappointing.
Disappointing that you can't swallow a banana whole.
The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Just key and RX.
I know.
Spacey Rentries.
I swear if Del were here, she would be shaking her head.
I know, and you were so manly yesterday. With all the boobs.
Well.
I know. And
I'm telling you,
I really
I'm very shifty.
I'm so disappointed. That I didn't take a picture of how red you were when you were caught checking out the women's boobs.
I wasn't checking out the
yes,
boobs.
You
I really wasn't.
Were.
You know me. I would always.
I know you. That's why I'm saying you were checking
tell
out the
you.
Boobs.
I would tell you if I were checking out somebody's boobs.
Okay, maybe you weren't checking out their boobs, but you were looking at them and you couldn't help but look at
no,
them.
No, because it's impossible to not look
at them. Oh,
no, no, but there's a difference between staring at them and glancing at them. When you're talking about something, like let's just say you're. I don't know, tell me about your face, like your mouth or your lips or whatever, then obviously I will, my eyes will gravitate to whatever it is that you're talking about. Like when you're saying, hey, look, there's a white elephant. What's the first thing you do? You look at the white elephant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. And we were talking about boobs. So obviously, the first instinct I would have was to look at the boobs and then go back up.
Okay nga, I didn't know ka ni Diana.
Hindi naman check out yun. Kasi for me, checking out is like really with
the
intention.
Hindi naman sinabing checking out eh. Sabi lang niya, you kept looking at the boobs.
Whatever.
And I swear, I haven't seen you so, actually more purple than red. Grabe, all the blood went to your head. I mean, that one. Okay, just key in RX.
How could you tell?
Spacer entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the second news bit for today. It's a little intense. British celebrity chef Nigella Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
You like her, don't you?
Do
you find her pretty? Oh, Nigella Lawson?
Oh, wait.
The really, really beautiful chef, the Italian girl.
Who is she married to?
The
network guy?
The advertising guy.
Yeah.
The owner of Saatchi and Saatchi. So, British celebrity chef Nigella Lawson moved out of the house that she shares with her husband, Charles Saatchi, as police scrutinize photos depicting the art gallery owner with his hands around her neck. Images purportedly showing the couple in a domestic dispute were published by Britain's Sunday People newspaper this weekend. And although no complaint has been filed against Saatchi, officials at London's Metropolitan Police have confirmed that they are currently looking into the case to determine whether an investigation is necessary. The former advertising boss has since played down the drama fallout from the publication of the pictures, telling the Evening Standard, quote, "About a week ago, we were sitting outside a restaurant, having an intense debate about the children, and I held Nigella's neck repeatedly while attempting to emphasize my point. There was no grip, it was a playful tiff. The pictures are horrific, but give a far more drastic and violent impression of what took place. We had made up by the time we were home." Now, Lawson, the 53-year-old daughter of Britain's former Chancellor of the word?
What does this say?
Chancellor of the EX and then CHEQUER.
EX?
CHE, like exchequer.
Oh. Executive something.
Yeah. Oh. Bastav. Chancellor Nigel Lawson has yet to speak out about the headline-grabbing photos, but her representative has confirmed that the TV chef is no longer living with Saatchi, revealing Nigella and her children have moved out of the family home. But Saatchi maintains that it was his idea to have Lawson leave the house, telling the Evening Standard, quote, "The paparazzi were congregated outside our house after the story broke yesterday morning, so I told Nigella to take the kids until the dust settles."
Oh, wow.
So it's a kind of like, the way Nigella's not talking about anything.
Yeah.
But
so far we've only heard about this argument from Saatchi's side.
From Saatchi's side. Because I was thinking, if this were true, that it's not as bad as what people think.
Yeah.
If I were Nigella, I'd be with...
with the guy.
The guy saying, yeah, it's not true. It's you know...
Well, unless they haven't interviewed her palang.
No, I'm pretty sure she's the first person that they would want to ask.
I guess that's
true. I think she's really being quiet about this. So it makes you think, why is it the guy who's always being interviewed?
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing about this is that...
So I guess there's really a little bit of truth to... Maybe it's not as bad, but yeah. I think there's really some...
But when it comes to things like this, it's hard to... it's hard to judge without really knowing...
both people.
What went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if... I mean... as much as you want to be able to trust all forms and all sorts of media.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just not the case. So.
That is true. And, you know, the main thing that about this is that it happened in a restaurant.
Yeah.
That's why people were able to take pictures.
Take photos of it, yeah.
But it just makes you think, how's it like if they're in the privacy of their home?
I guess that's true.
And they get into a really bad fight. I mean, that's a frightening prospect.
Yeah.
For anyone, whether you're a celebrity or not.
And even if you want to get a point across, you never put your hands on someone's neck.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, sige, sabihin natin, like, you're really, 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 like,
angry.
Intently trying to get a point across, and you're angry, and you're, but you're not gonna, like, you don't have the intention of hurting somebody.
Yeah.
The most you'll do is probably hold them by the forearm.
Exactly.
And parang, like, look, listen.
Parang, and never sa neck.
Yeah, never sa neck. It's
sakal
more of like,
na yun eh.
Sa forearm lang, parang you give them a slight grip na parang, hey, pay attention. Parang, this, you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
It's never, like, on
you know,
the
cause
neck.
I've heard of cases where they're saying, you know, like somebody would say, "Nako, I've been ano, I've been beaten." But actually, like, alam mo yung minsan dahil nagaanuhan kayo kunyari yung tinalikuran nung isa yung isa, tapos hinablot mo yung arm, tapos na, "No, I'm still talking to you."
Yeah.
Tapos nakalmot mo pala. I mean, you didn't like hurt them, but it's just that, you know,
it just so happened that
yung medyo nagka,
more of like an accident.
More of an accident. Sometimes it also happens that way, but you know, it's really tough unless you were there.
Yeah. But hello.
You just have to...
The neck is such a... And if you have both hands on it...
That's... I think that's what the picture showed, that he had both hands on her neck. I mean, what kind of other...
And I don't think you'd call it a playful
gesture other than violent, diba? Kasi you have both hands around somebody's neck. Have you ever... Like, ikaw na lang. Have you ever had your hands on somebody's neck? Not in that kind of...
Well,
not in that kind of way.
Well, I mean, that was a question you asked.
No, pero like in a I'm going to sakal you kind of way.
Well,
diba?
Well, meron din.
Ay, nako.
No, because we were playing.
O kaya nga eh.
My
that's
friend
a different
and I, Hughes guy.
Oh,
we were doing a chokehold. All right.
Sabi na eh.
We were doing a chokehold.
So that's what we call it now, huh? So if you want to join,
I was choking him.
I bet you were. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. What are you talking about?
It's the end
That's
of
the
news.
News. And if you want to hear more entertainment tidbits, check out next hour's update. Only here on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada on Monts Radio, RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to Shifter Jeremy and I am Kikorabe for suggesting the Top 10 sexy versions of movies. Let's start off with Tonio Marcopio. Shake, Rattle, and Mumble.
Shake.
Rattle and Mama.
Okay.
Roll dapat eh. Roll. So, make out.
Okay lang yun. Naman.
Actually, it's not so ano. Ay, hindi. Wait. No, that's that sexy.
What?
Yung Mama. I was going to say pa naman na parang, no, but that's romantic. Pero hindi. That's sexy.
Why is it?
When you make out, hello.
Why? Hello. Making out is kind of romantic.
No, but I mean, it's sexy then. I mean, I was going to say kasi na parang, kasi kunyari.
Parang hug-hug lang.
Oo, ayun. That's more romantic. Pero hello, kung nagme-make out na kayo. Obviously, that's sexy. And also, Kiko Monster says, nako, this is ano, this is a horror movie. It stars sad ako eh.
Okay.
Eh, pero remake na local dito sa Philippines.
Okay.
So, ang setting sa Dakak, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Tapos, The Ring.
So, ano?
Ha?
Ano?
So,
dumay mo lang yan. Ano?
Hindi.
So, The Ring, tapos?
Nalipat sa Boracay, kaya Boracay Ring na lang.
Okay.
Sa beach kasi nangyari.
Okay. Ano nangyari dun sa original?
Wala eh, na ano eh, ang mahal daw.
Naudlot.
Sabi nila, ano masyadong, ano?
Naudlot yung shooting.
Yeah. Hindi sila nakashoot.
Mahal daw eh.
Masyadong mahal. So lumipat sila ng Boracay. Total, doon okay naman. Maganda rin naman yung beach. Uod says,
I know.
Arma, get it on. I like that.
Arma. Arma, oh my God, it sounds like a parody.
Diba?
Like one of those parang...
Promise.
Ano?
Those sexy parodies.
Oo, na parang they're in space, tapos parang...
Arma, get it on.
O, diba? Tapos the whole concept of it is they have to drill to the core.
Of the asteroid.
Of the asteroid.
Yeah. To
explode it. So it involves it.
A lot of drilling.
Of drilling, yeah, exactly.
Tsaka ang ganda rin if you say it with an accent. Mm. Parang I'ma get it on.
I'ma get it on.
I'ma get it on. And
tapos yung sisigaw siya, there's a spill! Kasi diba they're oil drillers?
Yes.
And then yes. They just moved on.
Wait, Bruce Willis died na?
Yeah. Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Bruce Willis dies!
Parang,
yeah. No, because remember, see, Ben Affleck was the one who got to draw the shortest straw.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck was set to marry Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler, the daughter of...
Yeah, so what Bruce Willis did was he knocked out Ben Affleck, put him in the elevator to go back up to the spaceship,
right.
And then he is there. That was the moment na parang all of the macho men got all teary-eyed because it's Bruce Willis. And he had like this controller and he was like, I love you.
Hindi ako ano.
Because he started remembering all of the, you know, the daughter, the memories he had with his daughter.
Hindi ako affected.
Talaga?
When I watched it, I found it a little, I found it too corny.
Kasi nabuhay si Ben Affleck, kaya masaya ka.
No.
Yay!
I found it corny.
Really?
The two...
You heartless.
No. The two ano. The two parang end of the world movies, Deep Impact. At saka Armageddon. Mm. Tapos the two volcano movies din I didn't like.
Dante's Peak and
Inferno ba?
I don't know. I don't remember the other
volcano,
one.
Volcano. Sorry.
No, but
I didn't like all four films. Kasi I guess I love disaster movies. As in super
love. Cuz you want the world to end.
No, man. I just find it very exciting to watch. Pero like
exciting.
No, pero la parang after a while, I mean, wala lang.
But I liked Armageddon.
Really?
And I'm sure a lot of cuz I heard a lot of people
like,
well,
it was
got
a hit.
Emotional.
Obviously, it was a hit. Pero sabihin ko parang I guess if it's not realistic.
No, I don't think you would ever figure that like Bruce Willis would die.
Well, yeah. Pero even with that, ano, even with that twist, parang wala lang. Eh, ganun.
Because you wanted nga the asteroid to hit Earth.
Deep Impact and tas yung volcano. I love talagang disaster movies. Bata pa ako, like, I remember yung mga...
But ano, remember that one scene in Dante's Inferno where the Lola was pushing the raft of
yeah.
the kids.
Yeah. Tapos acidic na yung...
Oh, that was so horrible.
Acid na yung water, di ba?
So, like, by the time she got out, she was dying. Half of her body was, like, parang...
Well,
covered in burns and
whatever. In disaster movies, there's usually that. For me, my favorite... Okay, fine. It will so date me. Mm. My favorite disaster movie was Poseidon Adventure.
What is that?
It's an old movie. About a luxury... Parang siyang Titanic. Luxury liner.
Is Poseidon a remake of it? Because there's a boat
yes!
movie na Poseidon.
Yes!
The one with Fergie?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero the boat didn't sink. It was just upside down.
Yeah, that's what happened also. No, it was up in the new one, it was upside down and then eventually it sunk.
It sunk pa rin. Pero dun sa ano, it was just upside down. So people didn't have a way, like they weren't going to die immediately. There was a bubble of air. Pero the ship was upside down. So how will they get to the top, right? So
okay.
The whole movie is an adventure na parang lahat baligtad. So you see like parang everything was upside down. And there's always a very sympathetic character who has to die.
Who has to die.
In all disaster movies. Laging may ganong...
Why didn't they just go out the windows?
Hindi, lubog pa rin sila eh. Because remember, it's upside down. So the windows parts would be underwater.
They couldn't swim down?
Kasi it's a huge ship. So imagine mo nandun sila sa... bubong.
Ah, right.
So
right.
How do you reach the top?
Yeah.
The top. Parang ganun eh. Parang...
That's true.
So it's wala lang. Tapos there's the towering inferno. Ano naman, it's a fire movie. Parang a really tall building. Tapos it was on fire. How do they escape? Yun yung mga big movies in a certain decade.
Kasi parang di ko naabot na ito mga decade.
So I know. I don't care.
I'm guessing.
Next.
Feeling ko tama ako
back to the top 10.
Because I was already
back
born
to
in the
80s. Top 10. James Harold says, the Bodega Guide. The Bodega Guide.
The Bodega Guide.
I'm trying to. The Badeda guy. And
see, wait, can I just go?
Will you? Alam
no,
mo, I
on
know.
Twitter, it's not even about your 70s okay. movies, okay?
Talaga 70s movies.
No, because I'm guessing lang. Because in the 80s,
fine.
I was already born. And I didn't hear of these movies. So I'm guessing they're all movies from the 70s. Kasama ba tayo ng Love
Boat?
Spit
on your face.
A Love Boat.
Yes.
Anyway, people are just saying, see, Kang's dad cried when Bruce died in Armageddon. I think it's because most dads can relate to this and they... You know how Bruce Willis is the quintessential parang, dad figure?
Actually, what made it so honest...
It's that, what most dads want to become.
At saka nakakainis kasi parang, you know, as a dad, galit ka dun sa boyfriend ng anak mo.
But you would let him live just for your daughter
to be happy.
So
that your daughter would be happy.
Yeah. And everybody's just saying, ang ganda-ganda kaya ng Armageddon.
I didn't like it nga. Yeah. Well, okay, because I love Titanic. As in, talagang I was like.
Were you one of those people crying out of the movie?
Oh my gosh! Jack! Super! I was like crying talaga, trying to hide it though. But I was really crying, sobra.
I never really cried.
I watched it 6 times in the movie house.
Wow!
Grabe!
And it's like a really long movie.
And more than the dying of Jack, you know, kusa na ako talagang crying like a baby. Mm-hmm. Nung ano na siya, yung ghost na siya, tapos yung
wina-welcome niya si...
Yung wina-welcome niya
si Rose back into the
I'm
Titanic.
Going to cry again. Oh my God!
His eyes are getting all teary!
Kasi parang...
Wait, where's my phone?
Kasi parang, oh my gosh! Tapos yung parang...
Parang finally you're coming home. Oh, tapos all of them were there, the engineer.
Tapos maganda pa yung Titanic.
God, he's really gonna teary-eyed!
I am not!
Yes, you are!
May sipon ako,
ang
hello!
Ang laki-laki ng mata mo, kitang-kita.
I have sipon! What are you talking about? And the entry that
he's closing it off because he's gonna cry.
Of the top 10!
Like a little girl!
Nakakaiyak kaya yung part na yun. And
tapos yung kanta pa ano.
Hindi kasi yung parang antagal-tagal niya naghintay.
Tapos she went back to like her ano, diba?
Kate
parang
Winslet
her form,
na siya ulit.
Kate Winslet na siya ulit. Tapos si Jack was there all guapo and welcoming.
Diba?
Tapos everyone was there. Tapos sa pinakadulo nandun si Jack. Parang it's like, welcome home.
Kasi parang yung I really love the whole parang antagal mo naghintay tapos nakita rin kayo ulit. In the end, nakita rin kayo ulit. The top 10 say, oh my God. I'm on a boat somewhere in the Pacific. Bilang Pacific.
Ay, nako. Sana naka-video ko ngayon.
I swear.
You could see like how like moist your eyes are.
No, I love...
Iyak na yan ako. Mag-emote na.
Stop it, Celine.
Don't do this to me.
Kaya sa akin, I don't know what's it about boats. I get really, ano, even like Life of Pi.
Oh yeah,
I love that movie.
Richard Parker.
Tapos same thing. Basta, I don't know what it is about the ocean and boats. And If you want to join us, the top 10 sexy versions of movies, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies.
And while you're at it, include hashtag Jack and Rose forever.
Luma.
Jack and Rose
Luma.
Forever.
That's like trending.
Jack and Rose forever.
Ay, nako.
Manila's hottest monster, DRX 93.1, Madeline Bailey with her own rendition of Titanium. Can we just say hello to Elliot Villola and to his girlfriend Dad that are both tuned in? Good morning. Also, while we're at it, just a happy birthday to Ate Adele. That's coming from LS Dominique. Ate Adele Feder, Ma'am Julie Subang, and John Alinas. I'm not sure if all of them are celebrating their birthdays, but hello and good morning anyway.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Shifter Jeremy and I am Kiko Rabe. All right, let's start off with Shivana, who also is my birthday celebrant.
Celebrant. So belated happy birthday.
Belated. Shivana says, dalawa actually yung aliens na dumating dito sa Earth.
Okay.
So, the title will be The Extraterrestrial Extraterrestrial. Kasi dalawa sila eh. The ET-ET. So, yeah, kasi dalawa eh. So, The Extraterrestrial Extraterrestrial. And, sexy yun kasi parang, wow. Kasi, boy and girl, yung ano, yung
yung alien. Boy and boy.
Boy and boy.
Depende.
That never
depends
stopped
on
anyone.
What your cup of coffee is.
Exactly. That never stopped anyone. Chenong says, Kiko Monster. Kiko Monster na lang. Kiko Monster says, James Bondage.
Ay.
Wild.
Medyo. Although, actually, I'm sure it'll be interesting. No, because, I mean, it's a James Bond movie. Actually, yesterday, I was just watching Skyfall.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just made me realize how much I love watching James Bond. Not watching, but I love the movies.
Yeah.
Not oh, no, James man. Bond, per se. But
you know, I actually had, I had the collection of James Bond.
Sa bagay, no? First movie ng James Bond, nandito ka na eh.
Shush. I didn't watch James Bond until the Roger Moore years.
But am I correct in saying?
No, I watched it, I watched it in, like video na.
When was the first ever Bond movie?
60s pa yun eh.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because alam ko Connery is 60s.
Wait, ito. This is
Roger Moore is 70s.
Honest question. When you were born, colored na ba ang TV?
Meron na.
Okay.
Kasi people would have to brag pa eh, na parang, uy, may color TV na sila ganyan.
Pero it was new.
Pero meron pa rin black and white.
Okay.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, because even
you could still choose.
Even when I was born, we still had a black and white TV.
Kasi parang kunyari, well, ayaw mo nang masyadong mahal.
Yeah,
you can still opt
white.
For the black and white. Diba? Yeah. Parang it was a luxury to have a color TV.
To have a color TV. Diba and yung, the color then was so bad.
And it's so funny. Yung
Technicolor.
Yung the original. Alam mo yung, what's that? Going Bulilit ba yun? There was a version before. Kaluskusmusmus? Kuskus balungos? Kaluskusmusmus? Well, one of the two.
Ginamustabios?
Basta parang lagi silang, well, they're basically kids. Sila okay. Marisol Soriano, sila Bistik, sila, they were like kids pa din.
Bistik?
Sila Herbert Bautista.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, I remember, one my favorite joke nung time na yon. Like, one of the kids said, uy, bumili kami ng colored TV. Tapos sabi nung isang bata, talaga, anong kulay?
Black and white.
Hindi. Ano? Bumili kami ng color TV.
Color TV.
Ang kulit talaga. Oh, but you know what I really love? Yeah. The whole, Calvin and Hobbes.
I never actually got to watch or, what is it?
It's a comic strip.
I never got to read it.
See? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I just know who they are. I mean, I've seen it. But
yeah. There was this whole series na ini-explain nung, kasi yung dad ni Calvin, loko-loko. So, lagi niyang ginugood time si Calvin. Every time Calvin would ask a question, he would give this weirdo answer.
Yeah, it would never be
and
a straight
pass
answer.
It off as truth. So the whole thing about black and white pictures, ang sabi ng dad niya, black and white yung mundo noon. kaya
black and white.
So nakikita niyang black and white pictures are actually colored pictures.
Yeah.
It's just that the world
the
was
world
in black,
was
and
black
white.
And white. Yeah.
Talagang may sayad yung daddy ni Calvin.
Kaluskos musmus and kulit bulilit. Joti 77 says.
Yeah.
Kaluskos musmus and kulit bulilit.
There. So that used to be parang the gag show of kids before. And For Rene Boy says Corazon ng unang aswang. Kasi medyo may accent eh.
Corazon
ang unang aswang.
Ay!
Oo nga! You're right! Oh my gosh, pwede rin!
That moment when you realize...
Oo nga, no? But then it's slang, so it's okay.
Ass wang.
Tonya Marcopio says, ito very timely kasi showing... Is it this summer in the US?
Which one?
Tonya Marcopio says, the Hong Ranger?
Huh?
Huh? The Long Ranger?
I don't know.
The Long Ranger?
The Long Ranger!
Palong Ranger or Tahong Ranger? Any of the two will do. It's about food. Sexy chef. Parang seafood. About seafood.
So the one is about
okay, eggplants. What's Tahong in English?
Muscles?
Muscles. Diba si Lone Ranger is very muscular.
He is?
Yeah, Arnie Hammer. Guping yun eh.
Muscle Ranger.
Muscle Ranger.
But that's a different kind of muscle.
Well, it's a pun. It's a pun.
Okay, I'm sure.
And Kiko Monster says, Rub-O-Cop. Rub-O-Cop.
I can just imagine him.
Diba?
Do not touch my baton.
Diba?
Ay, baton. Baton ba talaga tawag ko? Nightstick pala. Kasi yung baton. Baton yung pang-twirling. Do not
para
touch.
Sa majorette.
Do not majorette. Touch my baton. Error, error. Overheat, overheat.
Mash Plutonium says, it's a mermaid movie.
Okay.
Jezebel.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
No, you didn't?
No. Nope.
The surprise guy?
Not at all. Yeah. That sort of just blew up in my face.
And at the top, sexy versions of movies comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
Crouching Becky, Hidden Birdie.
Nakatago eh.
Nakatago. Nakatago. All right.
The pelican. There's a pelican.
What pelican?
The bird.
What pelican?
It's a bird.
Ah, okay. I thought there was
it's a hidden birdie.
Right.
You know how
it's hard to hide a pelican, because it's big.
Actually, that's true. And you know how like the Chinese are so like into the cranes.
Yeah.
Yun yung bird na nagtatago.
Oo nga. Tsaka ang crane sometimes hides the head under the wing.
Under the wing. Yeah.
Diba?
Parang kasi maliit lang yung ulo.
Pwede mong itago.
Manipis.
Okay. The top 10 sexy... Okay. Whatever you say, Gina Boy. The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag of the morning rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
I never get tired of it.
With Break Even. Actually,
I never get tired of the script songs.
It's a what? It's a 3-year-old, 4-year-old song?
Super. I really love it.
They're still pretty cool.
All right. Here we go. We've got a 2-pronged superhero, news updates. Okay, the first one is just a quick one. On Thursday, a photo published in People magazine went viral showing the Iron Man star, Robert Downey Jr., attempting to comfort a little crying boy in Massachusetts. So what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? Turns out, 1.5-year-old Jackson Denno was disappointed because he was told he would meet the superhero Iron Man only to find himself face-to-face with plain old Robert Downey Jr. Jackson's mother, Heather, said her son was so confused because she kept on telling him it was Iron Man and he knew it wasn't. Well, not Iron Man in the
game. Yeah.
So upon the time of the meeting, our DJ was in the township of Sunderland shooting for an upcoming film. And he was fine, the little boy, until our DJ talked to him.
That's so sad, though. I mean, you got
it's
to
so
meet Robert
sad.
Downey Jr.
For me, the killer talaga. Of course, you see the little boy with his face in his hands crying. Was the face of RDJ in the picture. Yung mukha niya parang, what did I do?
What did I do wrong?
I just said hi to the little boy. All right, and the other half...
I'm sure he's fine, though.
I'm sure he's fine, but it's just so funny. I swear, he is such a character. Now, here's the other news bit. The success of Man of Steel over its opening weekend actually is now... I mean, like Warner Brothers Pictures, because of the success, is now fast-tracking the sequel for a 2014 release.
Wow, that's pretty soon.
That's next year.
That's next year.
Usually, the earliest would be like 2015, right?
Yeah.
No, they want a deal in place to bring back director Zack Snyder and screenwriter David Goyer to pen Man of Steel. And not only that, not only the film sequel, but also the highly anticipated Justice League movie, which would bring together What's sure already is Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and The Flash. But they plan to add some more. So The Flash is part of it. Now, screenwriter Will Beale wrote the first draft of the Justice League, but was rejected. That's according to the Gamma Squad. Now, in addition to fast-tracking Man of Steel 2, they are pushing to have a Justice League film to be naman in 2015. So it's 2013 Man of Steel, 2014 Man of Steel 2, 2015 Justice League.
And when is Avengers 2 coming out? 2015.
Wow. Now, according to Deadline.com, which worries me because Justice League is not even in the works yet.
Yeah.
And they're targeting 2015 while Avengers 2 is already in the works. But baka masyadong mamadali yung Justice
League. That's what I'm scared of, even with Man of Steel 2.
Exactly.
Now, it might be a little too rushed.
Now, according to Deadline.com, there is still no word on what role Christopher Nolan would play in the sequel or the Justice League films. But his role is expected to be played down. Definitely not as director.
Okay.
So it will be as mentor, just like he was the mentor and he wrote parts of the story of Man of Steel.
He was a producer for Man of Steel.
A producer for Man of Steel.
But
oh, so exciting!
But I guess that means, because if memory serves me right, I heard about this before, that Christian Bale would only return as Batman if Nolan directed Justice League.
Exactly.
So if they're saying that Nolan won't direct Justice League, I wonder if Christian Bale
was... You know how it is in Hollywood. They're saying no now.
Yeah, but when the role comes out or when the offers come
in.
Oh my God, Justice League.
Nirvana.
Oh my God.
And remember, this is Justice League, and who are the the ones they're talking?
Okay, because there's
Joss Whedon is doing Star Wars.
Yeah, and Star Trek.
And Star Trek.
Which is pretty wild.
Amazing.
If you think about it, because it's Star Trek and Star Wars all
together. So who would direct Justice League?
I don't know, because they can't get...
Not Zack Snyder.
Oh, no. Not Joss Whedon. J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams, sorry.
J.J. Abrams is doing Star Wars and Star Trek.
Joss Whedon is being groomed to...
He's doing Avengers. He did Avengers 1.
He did Avengers.
So
who are they getting for
I don't know if they're going to get...
You know, I always get confused between Joss Whedon and J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
Because they're the J's.
But J.J. Abrams is more... Just think spacey.
More space.
But then again, Joss Whedon came up with Firefly.
Who did Firefly?
Joss Whedon.
Who did Buffy?
I'm not sure. J.J. Abrams did Lost.
Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon bang Buffy.
Buffy.
I don't know.
Wow.
But so... I guess you can sort of like rule out the JJs. I mean, J.J. Abrams and Joss Whedon already. So, you know, George Lucas, no?
Oh my gosh. Steven Spielberg.
They need young guns for this. But man, imagine it's for sure it's Superman.
Superman,
Wonder Woman.
Because you can't have Justice League without those three.
Without the three.
They're the pillars.
Batman, and Wonder Woman. And then, of course, you have Green Lantern.
Sana may Green Arrow.
They could really
They
get
have it. To have Black Canary. Because you can't have Justice League then without Black
Martian
Canary.
Martian Manhunter. But then again, that's... I mean, they can
John
always...
Johns.
They can always do that with, like, CGI.
CGI.
Cyborg.
Those are the new ones. I like the... I want the
core.
Old school. Because you have to start out with that. Parang X-Men.
Yeah.
They removed muna ta sila. Shadowcat.
If you think about it, Avengers has Vision. He's supposed to be there.
And it's weird, like...
But this is... They're doing the new Avengers thing.
Like with X-Men, I was really like so surprised that they didn't put one of the most basic X-Men characters. Colossus.
That's true.
I was so surprised.
He was there.
Well, they made him a kid.
Yeah, he was a new... Well, they completely changed the storyline,
I know.
Remember.
Dapat kasi, diba? I mean, he was part of the original X-Men.
But I think they built the story around the actors.
Ah, well, yeah. Yeah. Saka plus, I guess, parang... To spend so much on a minor, well, quote unquote, minor character.
Yeah.
Diba, parang. Anyway,
and
so.
Maybe they, well, I don't know. But he looked pretty cool then, Colossus.
Yeah, cool. And make him a kid. Okay, na rin, I guess. And same thing with Iceman. Sorry. See, Iceman pala yung original X-Men. Even before yung era nila Storm, the original pa talaga.
And he's one of the most powerful metahumans out there.
Yeah.
Diba, like, the only level 5 superhumans are, well, at least that they know of. Iceman and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Well, Scarlet Witch, also supposed to be Avengers.
It's
supposed to be Scarlet Witch, Vision.
Vision, sila yung first couple ng Avengers.
Captain America, Iron Man, and Who else was supposed to be there? Thor.
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah. All right. So there you go. Some sorry, we get carried away pag comic book stuff. So that's the update for now. You are still on the Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Tapos no, on the release date of Justice League and Avengers, nagsabay.
Sabay? Oh my god.
Tapos Miss Universe.
Okay. Tsaka na yung mga superheroes.
Alam na.
No, you can always watch naman yung so look, you can watch it on another day. Hello.
Right.
Unlike yung mga ganon, like kunyari Super Bowl o ganyan, NBA
Super
Finals.
Super Bowl talaga.
NBA Finals. You have to watch that live, di ba?
How apt.
Yan ang mga favorite ko eh. Super Bowl, NBA Finals, and Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
Your Kikay Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Of course, we're still talking about comic books.
Si Aquaman pala.
Aquaman!
Yeah, how could you forget?
People
Aquaman
always forget. And Atom.
Who's Atom?
The Atom.
How come I've never heard of him?
He's one of the originals. Original, really? Yeah, Justice League. The Atom.
Wala na yata siya ngayon.
Meron.
I don't see him in the Justice League
nakakatawa pa
anymore.
Before, yung sa comics pa talaga. It's so funny. Hmm. He would travel via phone line. He would go into the receiver.
Right.
Because he's so small.
Yeah.
Tapos, yun.
Para siyang counterpart ni Ant-Man.
Yeah.
They're coming out with an Ant-Man
pero
movie.
Pero smaller pa, di ba? Kasi nga, Atom talaga. So
yeah, but the thing with Ant-Man is he can grow. No, he's Hank Pym, diba? Yeah. He also became Giant Man and
yeah. Actually, yun yung magulo kay ano eh, diba?
No, because he's just really smart.
Yeah.
He's one of the four smartest, or wait, he's one of the five maybe, or four?
Para siyang
smartest.
The Beast.
But no, para siyang level ni Reed Richards.
Ah, Reed Richards, yeah. Ano yun eh, si Atom, si Ray Palmer. That's his name, Ray Palmer. Original, as in...
Di Mary.
Huh? No.
No, I was asking if he was married.
No.
Di ba siya married? Married pa.
No. Si Ray Palmer.
Wasn't he married to another Palmer?
Tsaka ano yan eh, di ba? Yung mga may mga secret identity, ano pa siya. Scientist din siya, si Ray Palmer.
Ah, okay.
So,
I figure, with a name like Atom.
Pero I guess it's so corny na, the power, when you think about it. I mean... Di ba parang, oh, okay, so lumiliit siya. And it's harder to, can you imagine the set pieces of pag maliit siya? You have to create an entire set na, pero pwede naman CGI. Pero I don't know why he disappeared. I never knew actually the story arc, but parang nawala na siya.
Wala, he turned into an atom lang.
Just,
I've never actually heard of him.
Ano, tas, yung ano niya is red and blue. Lagi yung uniform.
Yung uniform niya. Mm-hmm.
And tsaka nakakatawa yan when he shrinks.
Atom is now a girl.
Huh?
Yeah, matayos uy.
Ano ba? How could Atom be a girl?
Atom is now a girl.
I mean, pero not Ray Palmer.
I guess not. I mean, Atom is not one of the originals though. He became a member later on. Part of the satellite era. Atom is married to Jean Loring.
Who's Jean Loring?
I don't know.
Maybe she's also like, ano?
Hindi, ano na siya ngayon? Newscaster. Si Atom.
Araulio. Ay, nako. Alright, so the top 10 sexy versions of movies. Thank you very much to Shifter Jeremy and I am Kikorabe for suggesting this. Of from Blue Gray, the contentious movie, After Earth.
Hmm.
After Earth, next, Uranus.
Oh, kasi they're planetary explorers.
Uh-oh.
So... You know, they started off with Earth because they came from Mars. Now they're going on over to Uranus.
Yeah.
Which is a gas giant.
It is. It is. And Mad Mutt Mark says...
So is it safe to assume na medyo mabaho dun?
Toxic. One whiff and you're dead.
Oh, ano.
And it's more of like icy din eh. You've got like ice crystals suspended.
Cold. It's dark.
Very, And Mad Mutt Mark says... Hancock.
Huh?
Hancock. Yung kay, ano, kay Will Smith. Speaking
bakit,
of.
Bakit sexy?
Ha?
Bakit sexy?
Kasi ano eh, yung, di ba si Hancock yung sa sa signing of the independence, American independence.
Yeah. John Hancock.
John Hancock. So sexy yun kasi parang yung parang mga the romances of John Hancock. Kaya siya ano, sexy.
Right. Both are Will Smith movies. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. Actress person says The Hunger Games. Parang
manghang.
Hunger Games.
Hey, Greyweed was just saying hindi nawala si Atom. Babaeng Latina yung pumalit sa kanya.
Talagang babaeng Latina, ba't naman ganun? And then, you know what I liked about it as a kid?
Jean Loring killed elongated man's wife.
Ano ba?
I swear, this is why I always preferred Marvel over DC. For some strange reason, I just find DC's universe more gulo.
Actually, yes.
Saka, and I like the villains of Marvel
well,
more.
Well, plus, kasi they preceded naman. I mean, they were earlier. So, medyo alam mo yun, yung, minsan yung mga ano nila, yung concepts nila, talagang very 50s,
wait, which 60s. Wait, which came first?
DC.
Oh, really?
DC was first.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm assuming. Kasi parang the superheroes, alam ko, are older.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Sabagay, no? Who's the
alam
oldest?
Ko bago ang Marvel.
Who's the oldest Marvel superhero you can think of? Oh, Spider-Man. Eh.
Ay mga ano? I would think Captain America. Kasi 'di ba when you see those really old Superman comic books.
I've seen the really old Spider-Man ones also.
Oh, pero 'di ba, it still looks newer than those Superman vintage comic books.
My friend Jarrell, who is named after, you know, the dad of Superman, says Superman ang nauna.
No, yun. Alam ko, really old na yung mga, lalo na yung Action Comics, that series, that line, Action. Mm. Kasi yung Action Comics before, hindi pa naman like Superman. Superman was one of the heroes under Action Comics, and they also had Batman.
They had Batman also, yeah.
And
Submariner is the first comic book hero of Marvel.
Really? Namor?
Diba? It's so weird.
Wow, no? Parang, I would think it was Spider-Man.
Ako rin eh. Kasi parang he's like the, even on the comic books, usually in the corner, it's Spider-Man's face.
Wow.
For Marvel.
Namor. Eh, medyo wale naman si Namor eh. So, tas ang sungit pa.
Medyo wale naman. Only we can combine being Becky with comic books.
Hindi, wala si Namor, pero Javi yung uniform. Yung costume.
Wala kasi brief lang. Tapos Javi yung katawan.
Meron siyang pakpak sa feet.
Sa feet.
So he can also fly, pero not too much. Kasi he has to be in the water. Saka parang siyang ano, Jezebel, yung after a while.
Wow!
Yung after a while, he has to be in the water. Di ba? Hindi pwedeng
matagal sa wala.
He's super powerful.
He has to be wet.
Pero kailangan, after a while, magbababad siya. Di ba? So,
pero paano, pwede ba yun? Parang nasa bathtub lang siya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kasi I've seen, ano na parang, alam mo yung he was so weak na, tapos this is the villain, whoever the super villain was. Hmm. Parang sinuntok siya, tapos he flew. Ano na siya, super weak na eh. So one punch, lumipad siya, tapos tumama siya dun sa water tank. So
nabasa siya ng tubig.
So they were like, okay, he's dead. Tapos biglang sumabog yung water tank.
Biglang, he's it's so strong.
All powerful na siya bigla. So,
paano kung, ano, what if you spit on him?
Kulang. Kailangan talaga like,
what if someone peed on him?
What have you been watching?
No, I'm just, think about it. There is water in it.
Not the same. It has to be like water. It has to be like bathtub or tanke ng tubig or something.
Why? I would understand.
It doesn't have to be salt water. It doesn't have to be salt water. Pero yung ano niya, yung that wing sa ano,
I don't
very,
see the consistency.
Very Hermes.
Yeah.
Hermes. Hindi, pero the Americans call Hermes. Diba yung wings sa ankles?
Yeah. Are very Mercury.
At saka ano, he looks like Spock.
He's got pointy ears.
And tapos he has a widow's peak.
And he's always so mean.
He's always so masungit. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's why he didn't really fly as a superhero.
But I love the uniform.
Of course you do.
I mean the costume. I keep saying uniform. The costume.
Ay, nako.
And also, from Kiddo 08. Mm. No. For Kylie gayahan mo. Punish her.
Ay.
Mm-hmm.
Red Room of Pain.
Ay, nako. Ay, Kylie Gayahan Mo says, Toolverine. Wow.
I wonder if it's also made of adamantium.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 sexy versions of movies comes from Kiddo08.
Kiddo08 says,
ay, nako, I don't pano ko ito itatawid? Let's see. Superman. Magtanggal ka lang ng isang letter. Ay, nako.
Which letter? Second.
Ay, nako. Okay, okay, there you go. The top 10.
Oh,
the top 10 sexy versions of movies. Hey, you know what? One of the most common comments that I've heard about Man of Steel, they miss the Superman theme.
Yeah.
Kasi it was really so good eh. But for me, it was like Star Wars.
But if
iconic.
You're having Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan make it, it's not gonna be...
No, sana for me, like, you know how it is in James Bond? They always incorporate... pero different versions, yeah. Like edgier versions. Yeah,
but then again, okay, think about it this way. Batman. Bakit wala yun? Batman.
But it's so ano naman kasi, it's so childish yung that version of Batman. Pero yung sa Superman, you can make it epic eh. Yun, that dun, ta, dun, ta, ta, ta. You know, like the Star Wars theme. It uplifts you eh. So parang
or
sana in one
kahit at least yung
tapos iibahin na lang yung, you know how like the first few parang strains
or even just that one but I don't know, I think kasi it
o kaya yung first few
it would be
kaya tan ta dan tan ta tan ta tan ta tan yung iibahin mo na ng konti.
Hindi, pero I don't know. But the whole feel kasi of Superman was, it's serious. And I really just think that if you put that original theme there, parang it
okay,
it just doesn't go
ano.
with the whole movie.
Okay, yung dramatic moment, di ba?
Oh.
Ano yan? Yung ta ta tan. Ano yan? Sabi mo yung intro.
Tan ta 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 tan 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 tan.
Tapos bilang
Superman. Superman. Wala ka ng brief sa labas ng pants.
Eto na ang kryptonite.
Eto na ang kryptonite.
I'm weak. I'm weak.
What the hell? What just happened? That's like a, I'm awake in the nest. I can hardly speak.
Self control. Ay, saka naka...
Ito na ang kryptonite.
Hey, technically...
What?
Oh, no, there was no kryptonite in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
They didn't introduce the concept
of kryptonite.
Ang ano lang nila is that, di ba sabi ni Lois Lane, if he flies too close to the thingamajiggy that's trying to recreate Krypton,
yeah,
that he would be weak. So a little bit.
No, kasi parang, no, the whole, what they were trying, well,
ay, can we
let's
talk
not
about
say
it
yet.
Anyway,
people might still
be
watching.
Watch it. Okay, yeah. So the top 10 sexy versions of movies. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or, tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies. Alam mo yung ano ko? Sige, do that again.
Sige. What's that?
Yung ano, yung sa... I think that's the 20th Century Fox. Nagsisegue ako into another theme.
Wait, 20th Century Fox is ano? What is there ano ba?
Yung ano, yung may spotlight.
Ang layo nun ah.
Eh ano yung tan 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 taran tan taran eh tan taran tan tan taran.
Biglang nag-wedding march.
Naging wedding march. Hindi. Ano yung tan 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 taran tan taran ta tan taran
ta tan taran.
Hindi ko kayo ta tan taran.
Let's go into a break.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Can we just say good morning to Cookie? She's
hey, Cookie. Good
Hi,
morning.
Cookie.
Good morning.
She's just saying the boys are going wild.
Hello, hello.
Wala yung kaisa isang real boy.
I know, right? The girls are left again in the booth.
All right, so, you know, let's send a song out to her. Something from Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and for a lot of people requesting for it also. one of the sexiest Hello. Videos you'll ever see.
I got so many tweets that they were looking for the version.
It's on Dailymotion.
Yeah, don't look for it on YouTube.
Now,
obviously
it won't be on YouTube.
Kasi bawal
because it's unrated.
Yeah.
Just really, do yourself a favor. Yes. If you are above 18.
If. Only if. Huh?
Only if you are above 18 and if your mom or your dad is not in the room with you because that would be awkward. Here's Robin Thicke once again. T.I. and Pharrell. Song called Blurred Lines on RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Top. Top. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Shifter, Jeremy, and I am Kiko Rabe for suggesting the top 10 sexy versions of movies.
It still baffles me how ironic it is that we're talking about, you know, like sexy film titles and this is our background music.
Oh, nga, no.
Diba? Parang medieval fair.
Yeah. Tsaka nagoyo ako na isang ano. There's this new Dragon app that I downloaded.
Hmm.
Fail! Super fail!
Why?
Supposedly, sobrang bad. Para siyang Dragonvale, supposedly. Diba?
Oh.
So, diba, when you open Dragonvale, what do you see? Actual dragons.
Yeah.
In habitats.
Yeah.
Animated.
Yeah.
Ito, talagang, you hatch the dragon. Oh. Pag-hatch ng dragon, may lalabas na picture ng dragon. Here is your fire dragon. Yung lahat, walang animation.
Parang off of the internet lang.
It's just pages.
Oh.
So, if you want to see your dragons, they're all in like pages as may picture ng dragon. Oh my gosh, sabi ko, there should be a law na parang...
No, but then again, you should have read the comment section.
Ugh.
What were the comments on it ba?
Well, I did.
No,
I was
didn't
just
read
so
it.
Excited. Buti na lang free.
Okay. Di okay lang. At least you didn't have to pay for it.
But seriously, you guys should try Jurassic Park Builder. Nakaka-addict talaga. It's same thing, parang Dragonvale, pero like, the dinosaurs.
So
although, I am so disappointed. They have a dinosaur called Brontosaurus.
Okay.
There's no such thing. Diba they've already, ano na parang...
Yeah, but, hello, it's a Brontosaurus.
It's Jurassic Park. Ay, yung mga dinosaurs nila doon, napaka-obscure, napaka-bago na, and so scientific. Sabi lang may Brontosaurus. I mean, why does she not call it Apatosaurus? Because that's
the real...
The
What's the difference ba?
No, because Brontosaurus was mislabeled.
Okay.
It was the body of... Ano ba yun? Parang the body of, kunyari... Camarasaurus
and of Christ.
No. And the head of a Diplodocus. Parang
okay.
ganon. Yung hindi magkamatch yung skull sa... And they called it Brontosaurus. So, obviously, there is no such thing as a Brontosaurus. There's an Apatosaurus. And then there's
Which
a
is the long dinosaur?
Diplodocus yung super haba.
So, what's an Apatosaur?
Yun yung parang Brontosaurus. Pero yung tama. That's the correct... Ano.
Okay,
but then,
I wanna check. Because I know what a Diplodocus is.
They're both long necks. Diplodocus yung mas manipis. And the tail is like a whip. Tsaka it's longer than the Apatosaurus.
Okay,
pero there's no such thing as a Brontosaurus. They've already, ano nga, para siyang, it was a
mislabeled. Did you ever play Dino Riders?
No, is it nice?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't.
Apatosaurus.
Ever. Apatosaurus. It's a long neck.
They both kind of look the same.
Di ba magkakamukha naman sila? Pero like, the actual species... Iba siya.
Is the Diplodocus longer?
Yes, it is.
Si Littlefoot was?
Was an Apatosaurus.
Ah, okay.
Pero I think at the time, Brontosaurus pa siya. Pero it was proven that
so
there's
ang Brontosaurus,
no such...
ano dap?
Wala, it's nothing. It was a mislabeled dinosaur.
No, what was it supposed to look like?
Same thing. Like
they all look the same.
Yeah, marami sa kanila magkakamukha eh. I mean, you have to be like a paleontologist to know the difference.
Okay.
For us, they're all long necks.
Okay.
Just like the ano, di ba? When you see those like those carnivores, the mga like the Allosaurus looks like the Tyrannosaurus looks like the Ganyansaurus.
Oh really?
Yung mga the
How
big...
come I've never heard of the Allosaurus?
Tenema, Google it. It kind of if you didn't know that it was an Allosaurus, you would probably call it a T-Rex.
Okay, wait.
A L L O.
Allosaurus. Can't believe we're actually researching.
No, it's true.
Oh no, it.
Hindi pero diba? Like I mean, to the untrained
oh, yeah.
eye, if you were to just quickly
it's
see,
it's ano lang, it's parang scalier.
Yeah, well, depends on the ano kasi, diba? Artistic depiction naman is.
Well, sabagay.
Nag-iiba-iba through the years, diba?
Well, yeah.
At saka, I think Tyrannosaurus has a big head. It's got a really big head.
but really short arms.
But really short arms. And
did you ever see that meme? It's two T-Rexes, a girl and a guy T-Rex. I mean, at least in color. Mm-hmm. And then the guy T-Rex goes, "I love you this much."
Yeah.
With his arms outstretched. Yeah. And then the girl goes like, "That's not much." That's not very much.
That's not a lot. All right. The top 10 sexy versions of movies.
My name is Axel. I was just saying, galing talaga ni Chico mag-describe ng mga childhood pets niya.
Ay, nako. I really just love...
Kaya ang dami mong alam.
Either, you know, when I was a kid, talaga, either animals, dinosaurs, mythology, yung mga gods, mm-hmm. yung sila Jupiter, sila Hera.
Kasi they're perfectly chiseled.
No.
You didn't look at their abs.
Maybe si Apollo.
Si Apollo. Yun nga. I was thinking the same thing. It's
maybe
always
si
Apollo.
Maybe si Apollo. And then, yun yung mga ano ko talaga. Like, I really love dinosaurs and the gods and ano ba yung mga ano ko? And ano, like the planets. Sobra, I would buy books na about these topics
so planets much. Because it's Roman gods.
Hindi naman. I really just like ano rin, knowing the different...
Any specific planet?
I like Uranus.
That actually makes so much sense.
And, okay, here we go.
Long neck dinosaurs, big head
yes,
dinosaurs.
Yes,
Uranus.
Yes.
Were you into fighting?
No.
I know, roosters
no.
also.
No, I didn't like
because I was into fighting roosters.
And Zeus. I mean, not Zeus as in the god, because we're talking
what?
About gods, but Zeus, like, Z-O-O-S. I love going
to Zeus.
Ah,
okay, I was like, who else are you talking about if not Zeus the god?
No, I mean, like, I love going to Zeus.
Ah, okay.
Super duper. I wanted to see the animals. My fantasy nga before was, way before Jurassic Park.
Mm.
As a kid, that was one of my fantasies, to have, like, a Zuna dinosaurs.
Well, you have it now.
Oh, I know.
You've got Dragon
on my
Bill.
iPad. Mm. And,
si ako si Pauling goes, kala ko kinikwento ni Chico yung mga katropa niya nung bata siya.
Whatever. Manvale says, babangon akot, titikman kita.
Ay.
I like that.
Breakfast lang ang peg.
Can I just say, ay.
What?
Not what? Nothing.
Say it.
Nothing.
Say it.
Nothing.
Alam mo, when you say, can I just say, obviously you have to say it.
Sometimes I forget that we're on air.
Say it.
No, I'm just,
ano?
Happy lang yung...
Alin? Happy lang. Because if I start guessing, nako, delikado ka.
May mga nag-greet lang na natutuwa ako.
Ah.
Yesterday.
Sino?
Hmm? A couple. Natutuwa lang ako. Wala lang.
Celebrity ba to?
It's not what you think. Pero... Okay, and then here we go. Next up, we've got... Let's see here.
Dami kasi nag-greet eh.
Let's see here. Wait ha, kasi ang dami eh. Ang daming hindi pwede.
Hindi pwede.
The ones that I read earlier, remember? The ones I told you.
Yeah.
Obviously
you can't read those. But like we said earlier, just check on the hashtag.
Yes,
if
please.
You want to find out. Because there are just some... really good entries that will never make it on air.
Oh, si Anto.
Okay.
Hangover.
The Hangover.
Kasi may Hangover. It's a Hangover.
So it's a story after.
Parang after. Uh-huh. After the Hangover.
After the Hangover.
Sober na.
Oh, okay.
So Hangover. Jyoti says, The Sexorcist.
Ay.
Ay.
Sexorcist. The demon.
Tsaka kailangan ganun, ha?
No, that's from Ace Ventura.
Yeah. And also, Crash Zealot says, Dong of the Dead. Puto Munch
Nako, rigor
says,
mortis.
Diba? Puto Munch says, Harry Potter and the Mocha Girls.
Panalo yung yun. Harry Potter
yun.
And the Mocha Girls.
So, diba? And,
ano kinawa niya? Para out of nowhere.
Tsaka di mo maintindihan yung kanyang storyline. Oh. Ba't nandun yung Mocha Girls bigla? The James Harold says, Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice.
How is that sexy?
Oh yeah, a lot of them were very...
Gusto kong... Pwede ko bang i-replay?
A lot of them
Can
are...
Can I get a snippet of what you said
okay,
earlier?
Pride and Prejudice.
I heard something else.
What did you heard? What did you hear?
Sa recap na lang yan.
Yeah, Pride and Prejudice. Oh. And Chen Hong says, oh, the horror film, Silent Drill. You know, I've always wanted to watch that. I never watched it. Eh. Did you
Silent
watch
Hill?
It?
Silent Hill? It wasn't very good.
How talaga?
The game was awesome.
But was it scary? At least?
Disturbing. More disturbing than anything.
Oh, okay.
Like, did you ever try to see the triangle heads?
Yeah. Diba, I saw the, ano. Wala lang.
They're kind of creepy. So.
And also, okay, and the entry. And the top. Hmm. Sexy versions of movies comes from Kiddo08.
Kiddo08 says,
it's a super heroine movie.
Okay.
But in Japan.
Okay.
In Japan, eh.
Ah.
So, may mga accent sila dun, di ba?
Ah.
So, it's called Erectra.
Erectra-san.
Erectra-san. Erectra, Daredevil, and Erectra.
Erectra-san.
Erectra. Erectra is a Daredevil. And all these superheroes.
Why do you sound Russian?
Because the Erectra is the love and the enemy of Daredevil. And are the superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Erectra.
Mm-hmm.
Ayon.
I believe you.
It's in Japan. You can't do anything about that. It's in Japan.
Can we squeeze this one in?
What?
Odell Hernandez. You remember that movie, you know, from Jack Ryan? Clear and Present Danger?
Yeah.
Rear and Pleasant Danger. Because it was an attack from behind. Eh. Parang tirad pas
right.
lang.
Tirad pas talaga.
Natirad pas sila eh.
Oo.
Yung na backdoor.
Oo.
So, Rear and Pleasant Danger.
Rear.
Rear and Pleasant Danger.
Naging hapon talaga. Erectra. Daredevil.
Erectra, son.
Daredevil and Erectra. I am Erectra. Sabi nung bida. Sabi ni Jennifer Garner. Sabi ni Jennifer Garner. I am Erectra.
I'd be scared if she said that.
Tama ba? Siya ba si Electra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer Garner.
Alright, so the top 10 sexy versions of movies. You know what to do. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies.
I just have to say this.
What?
From Petixologist. Diba si Erectra.
Erectra.
Jennifer Garner. Diba?
Daredevil.
Diba si yung kalove team niya daw, si Ben Affleck as a Daredevil.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93. Sorry. The top 10 for today, courtesy of Shifter Jeremy, and I am Kiko Rabe. Thank you for suggesting the top 10 sexy versions of movies.
All right.
All right, let's start off with Satoragi. The Bold Kano.
Ay?
The Bold Kano.
Pwede rin the Bold Kano.
The Bold Kano.
That's a Del type of movie.
Sayang, wala si Del. Ilad Villanueva says, cloudy with a chance of meaty balls.
Ay. Well, sa bagay, meatballs naman yung alagay. So,
what's
meaty.
The difference? Oh. Obviously, they're balls. They're meaty.
Makes sense.
They're meatballs. Mashed Plutonium says, Fantastic Four inches.
Nothing fantastic.
Of money. Of money.
But that's still not very fantastic.
Oh, yeah, fantastic na rin
pero
yun.
Pero paano kung puro 20?
Hindi naman. Obviously, it's going to be like, you know, 1,000 pesos. Hey, didn't they come out with like a 5,000 ba o 10,000 peso bin?
10,000. Na limited. 10,000. Yeah, but it was limited.
Lang.
It wasn't like for
they
general circulation.
They didn't do it for circulation. But oh, that would be awesome. Can you imagine 4 inches worth of 10,000 peso bills? Yung super newly minted na flat pa siya.
I'd rather get 4 inches worth of
$100 bills.
Checks.
Checks. Blank.
Wow. Blank check nga, pero yung account naman, walang laman.
Walang laman.
So pointless din.
Mad Matt Mark says, sexy movie starring Chico Garcia. Maging Gino ka man.
No!
Maging Gino ka man! The Battle of the Vibratos.
Pasiklaban lang talaga.
Oh, sige, pasiklaban tayo.
Maging...
Okay. Pagandahan ng vibrato.
Maging Gino ka man! Yung itsura mo. Your head was vibrating along with your vibrato.
Talaga, basta lang makakumpite,
no? And you were singing right into the microphone, so it kind of looked weird.
Like what?
It looked weird lang. It looked like you were trying to eat the microphone.
Ah, ganun.
Mm. And that's always weird.
Hello, syempre, kakanta ka, saan pa ba? In front of the
hindi,
mic.
Hindi, pwede namang paside ng medyo or para pwede namang hindi umuuga-uga yung ulo mo.
Whatever. Eh, ako rin naman eh.
Hindi kaya, my head was like, stiff.
Ay, nako. Ilad Villanueva says, it's a sequel. Red Dick. Para siyang Chronicles of Riddick, pero starring Josh Reddick.
Pwede rin si J.J. Reddick.
Or si J.J. Reddick.
The basketball player.
So, di ba? So, Reddick pa rin. Parang Chronicles of Reddick.
Sino si Josh Reddick?
Ha?
Who's Josh Reddick? Reddick? Who's Josh
Reddick? Sino ba si Josh Reddick?
I don't know with you.
There's a Josh Reddick.
There is.
Wait, let me
I know there's a Josh Radnor.
Let me see.
Who's Josh Reddick?
Josh Reddick.
It's funny when we do this.
I know, hindi kasi we're just curious.
Josh Reddick.
Ah, a baseball player.
Wow.
No wonder.
Wow, he looks so scruffy. He looks like the
Unabomber. Oh, but look at the shaved version. Ang layo.
Oh, ano?
No? Diba? He looks so scruffy, pero pag ano?
Fairness.
Diba,
in
ano?
Fairness.
Without
beard. The scruff. Ay.
Grabe, ha? Tsaka, nakakatawa. He
what
plays...
is up with the Reddicks? Because you've seen J.J. Reddick.
Oh, you're right.
Right?
Ba't ang gagwapo nila?
Oh, wow. Talaga nagtinginan. Talaga nakatinginan sa Google Images. Oh, wow, ha?
Hindi, tsaka, grabe yung change from bearded to... Pag walang beard, para siyang artista. Tapos pag merong beard, mukha
para
siyang
hobo.
Hobo. Homeless. Wow.
Talaga tabingin niya. Eh.
Okay, Josh Reddick. Kaya ko pala kilala.
And BBC actually has a really good entry. She goes, Chico Garcia should have his own sexy movie called Pound.
Pound?
Yeah, the way you pound your keyboard.
I know, right? Ang lakas nga,
that
no?
Yung sound eh.
Wow, very, ano, very parang
rhythmic.
Percussionist ni, ano,
parang
ni Shakira.
Tribe
Mad Matt Mark says, in Die Hard.
Ay. Si Inday.
Ma actress person says, the frat and the curious.
Wow.
Yung mga frat men, medyo curious sila.
There was a storyline na ganun dati. What was this movie? It was the guy who played Pacey in Dawson's Creek.
Joshua Jackson.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Now he was gay, diba? Parang he was a gay drug dealer.
No, I think that's different.
Wasn't
I know
it?
What you're talking about. Not Cruel Intentions.
Wasn't it Cruel Intentions?
Ah, Cruel Intentions. No.
I think it was.
Okay.
Na parang si Ryan Phillippe would get his drugs from Joshua Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he saw one of like his frat buddies there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the sheets.
Time to rewatch.
Mapanood nga ulit yun.
Time to rewatch. Jyoti says, Pump Fiction.
It's a story about gas boys.
Yes.
Mm.
Na novelists
uh-huh.
on the side.
Uh-huh.
Kaya pump for
fiction.
The gas pumps.
Uh-huh.
Tapos fiction.
Yeah.
Kasi the writers.
Yeah.
Fishmark says, Harry Potter and the Closet of Secrets.
Ay.
Ay, nako.
Does he finally get the break out of this closet?
Jyoti says, are you familiar with Kramer versus Kramer?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kramer versus Creamier.
Ay.
Nako.
Sabat. Parang ano lang na. The life of ano.
Mm-mm. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 sexy versions of movies comes from Ma'actress Person.
Ma'actress Person says,
Iron Man. .. Hood. Okay.
Pwede ring Iron Man. Dot, dot, dot. Dingo!
The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Final batch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Final na. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sexy versions of movies.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Shifter Jeremy and I am Kiko Rabe for suggesting this. The top 10 sexy versions of movies. Here, let's jump into it.
All right.
Maximo says Nanny McPepe.
Ano?
Nanny McPepe.
Ano?
McPeepee. Mahilig siya mag-wee-wee eh. Mag-pee-pee. Nanny mag-pee.
Or ano siya? Pipe.
Oo. Mad Matt Mark says, Zana Didu.
And, oh my God, the worst. It's coming out.
Zana Didu.
Pag last batch talaga eh.
And Ilad Villanueva, The Walking Dead. That's the triumvirate eh. Tatlo yan eh.
The Walking Dead eh.
The Walking Dead eh. Zana Didu. And Zana Nanny mag-pee-pee.
Ay, nako.
Please.
Let us keep our jobs.
Wait till the ano.
What?
The number one.
Ay, nako. Ano ba? Straight to bye-bye na?
No naman. Kaya yan. Also, from Kiko Man Machine, di ba? The Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah.
Ito, The Rise of the Guard. Yung!
Yung! May nakita eh.
The Rise of the
Guard.
The
Rise of the Guard.
Yung! And also, from Mashed Plutonium, Lara Crotch, the Boob Raider.
Wow. I don't even know how you're gonna... What is the story? What is the plot
I don't know.
Of all of this?
LS Dominic says, Pepper si Jackson. And then, Pepper si Jackson.
May stutter problem siya.
Pepper si
Jackson.
Kasi diba,
may dyslexia siya.
Yeah.
So aside from
right,
also has a stutter. He also has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
So, Pepper si Jackson.
Pepper si Jackson.
So, son. Oh, no. Pepper si Jackson. So, son.
Pwede. From Fishmark, Black Kwan.
Black Swan.
Diba?
Black Kwan.
Kylie Gayahan mo says, Horton here's a hoe.
What was that? What was that?
Hark!
I heard a hoe. Like from the farm.
Yeah.
Yung pang tanggal ng... Ano ba? Pang
ng weeds.
Leaf? Wow, weed.
Weed. Rake ang pang tanggal
leaves.
Ng leaves.
Oh.
Kylie Gayahan mo says, The Pianist.
What?
The Pianist. That's a movie, di ba?
The Pianist.
Yeah.
Yeah, with an American accent.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
The Pianist.
And the Oscars.
Yeah.
Diba?
The Pianist.
Goes to The Pianist.
I think it's The Pianist.
They never say Pianist. It's always Pianist.
What?
The Pianist. Listen to that. No, the other. And the nominees for Best Actor are... what's his name? The guy with the big nose?
Adrian Brody
for The Pianist. That's how they say it. Promise. Yeah.
What's that I smell? I smell lies.
Nice. I know.
I smell
Google it.
Lies.
Google it.
Ayoko ko baka kung ano yung lumabas.
Yeah, that's true. And also, let's see here. From Tom Morelos, di ba Pride and Prejudice?
Mm.
Price and Preference. Diyan nagkakatalo. If the price is right, the preference will be right.
3,000 M.
Kiddo08 says, Motel Transylvania. And also, Kevin Chen says, 21 Hump Street. Kiddo08 says, Lust in Space.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds like another one of those parodies.
I know. Jyoti says, Robocop.
Huh?
Robocop.
Robocop?
Cop. Robocop.
Ah, cop.
Cop.
Cop. Ano ba talaga?
Robocop.
Huh?
Robocop.
What?
Robocop! Ano ba? I know.
It's so confusing. I hear one thing and then another. I feel like I'm going crazy. Please let me know. Please let me know if you've heard something. You heard something
that's
else like me.
No, RoboCop na.
Kasi para iba yung narinig ko eh.
What? That's RoboCop. Grabe to. RoboCop nga eh. And what's this? Genie Rip says he takes a man and a woman.
Hindi it takes. It.
He takes a man and a woman. And
I like this one.
Sige, sige.
June Samboy. Les Miserables.
Meron din ka. Sorry, I wasn't able.
Les Miserables.
Meron isa. Sorry, I wasn't able to get the name.
See, Ellis Dominique heard something else too.
RoboCop nga eh. Ano pa ba pwedeng mabadinig doon? Wala naman eh. Tsaka yung somebody said, drag me to bed.
Ay.
Drag me to hell dapat.
Yeah.
Sorry, some of them kasi I wasn't able to get the name. So, okay. So sorry. So sorry.
Let's stick with one, so.
Super sorry. Also, Renoir says, I am Renoir, says, Bang to the Future.
Hmm?
Bang to the Future. Back to the Future.
See, I hear one thing and then something else comes out. It's so weird.
Sabi ko nga, Back to the Future.
I heard Bang to the Future.
What?
Bang. Like bang.
Ah, parang bang.
Parang bang bang.
Ah, pwede rin. Pwede rin.
So that's not initially what you said.
I said Back to the Future.
How is that sexy?
Huh?
How is that sexy?
Yeah, kasi diba, space, time travel, continuum, very sexy topic. And also
smell is back.
Alan Ruiz says Jack and his beanstalk.
Oh. And it grows.
Okay, yes it does.
As long as it gets wet.
Fishmark says the
that's
wizard.
That's what the beanstalk does, diba?
It does.
You have to get it wet, and then it'll grow.
You have to stick it into the ground.
Yeah.
And then.
Baon mo muna, tapos basahin mo.
Of course.
Okay na.
Of course. Fishmark says the Wizard of Oz.
Huh?
The Wizard of Oz. Of Oz.
Huh?
The Wizard of Oz. Of Oz. Diba like the Wizard of Oz.
Wow! How very I know Marlon Brando.
Yes, the Wizard of Oz. And also, Lock on Stratus says Dawson's Crack.
Hmm? What?
Dawson's Crack.
Crack? Ayan, nasagasaan. From crack kasi to creek. Crack? Dawson's Crack? Ayan, papasimple ka pa. Dawson's Crack? You know who reminded me of?
Crack.
You sounded like Goldfinger.
Yeah. But,
no. Crack.
Lock on Stratus says...
Because in crack, there's a crack on the floor. Oh, so that's Dawson's crack.
Crack, yeah.
Or he's a drug dealer.
Right.
Dawson's crack.
Lock on Stratus says, Enema of the State.
Huh?
Enema of the State.
What?
The enemy of the state. The enemy of the state.
I hate this batch.
And also, and are you ready for the top?
Sure.
The top sexy versions of movies comes from actually two people. Same movie, pero different versions.
Okay.
Stealthy Roshi and Shyvana.
Okay, they both say.
See, Stealthy Roshi, Jumanji.
No.
Jumanji.
Huh?
I don't know. Jumanji.
What's Jumanji?
Jumanji.
What's that?
Jumanji.
Oh, no. You're saying something else.
I said Jumanji.
What? So, no. I don't know what it means.
Alin?
Alin? Jigan? What? Ano?
Jumanji.
Jigan?
Jumanji.
What's Jiganji?
No. Nothing.
What?
Huh?
What's Jiganji?
Nothing. Jumanji. I said Jumanji.
Okay.
Okay. And also from Shyvana, Jumanjis.
No, that one I understood. Kasi marami, Jumanjis.
Jumanjis.
Para maraming board
parang
eh.
Parang plural. Maraming Jumanji boards.
Jumanjis.
Jumanjis.
For everyone. Parang ganon.
And there.
Tapos may sequel pa yan eh. Parang ano. You know how it's like 3D?
Mm.
parang everything's just going to be. So now it's, you know, Jumanji's in your face.
Exactly.
Because it's parang boom, up close. Eh.
But it's like, tsaka yung akala mo parang it's right in front of you.
Exactly. So it's, you know, the board game is right up in your face.
What about us?
I don't have one.
Sayang talaga, there's one, no? Blue Chubs about yung Pacific Rim, pero we can't.
Why? What? That's it.
Huh?
Last na natin yan.
Wala. Hindi talaga.
Trust me.
Cannot be. Okay, and...
Let's just go. Why we still have our jobs?
No, what about us?
I don't have one.
Really? Come up with something.
I can't.
Sige na nga. Fine.
What?
Let's wash our hands off of this.
No.
Okay,
minsan lang natin tayo maghugas. Eh. Minsan lang tayo magmalinis.
Sama nung... Minsan lang tayo maghugas.
Minsan lang tayo maghugas.
All right.
We gotta go.
Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
Meron ako isa.
Sige.
Broke Your Back Mountain.
Huh?
Broke Your Back Mountain.
Bakit broke your back?
Wala, broke. Yun yan.
I don't get it.
Broke Your Back Mountain.
Bakit broke your back?
It's a story of a horse. Kasi parang nabali yung likod ng horse.
No horse?
Oo. Parang kumbaga...
Oh, what's so sexy about an injured horse?
No, kasi parang it's a story of the love of a man and his horse. So, ang nangyari, because he kept on riding the horse, paulit-ulit, nabali yung likod.
So, what do you call it when you ride the horse na walang saddle?
Bareback.
Okay.
Wow. Stepped into that one. This is why I should have ended it.
Okay.
We should have left. We should have gone.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. It's Bye. True though.
Bye. I know
what they call it.
I know.
Let's just go.
Bye-bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.